Hello, and welcome to Worship from the West Highlands. Whether you're watching on Sunday or another day, whether it's during the day or during the night, whether you're watching alone or with others, you are very welcome. A theme for our service today is gratitude. And our Bible reading talks of someone giving thanks to Jesus. Our call to worship, some words from Psalm 69. I will praise God's name in song and glorify him with thanksgiving. So let us praise God's name in song in our opening hymn. Now thank we all our God.
Let us pray. Living God, you are happy for us to come close to you. You never say, do not come close, you are not worthy to be in the presence of the holy. You never infer that we are not welcome, even when we fail you, as we make a mess of our promise to follow you and live by your example. Today we are happy to bear all before you. You do not need our words of confession, as you already know about our mistakes and the weaknesses that leave us being lesser than the people we were created to be. Yes, it is good for us to acknowledge in public that we get stuff wrong almost every day of our lives. Jesus, have mercy on us. We say sorry for the words that hurt others, the actions that wound them emotionally. We say sorry for showing an unwillingness to take on board people who are different from us, finding it more comfortable to stick with people like us. We say sorry for holding back healing love. Each one of us has the power to bring comfort and extend peace to those who are hurting. Each one of us has the sensibilities to be involved in campaigns for improvements in the equality of social justice across our globe. Yet sometimes we hold back. Merciful God, we fall at your feet, and we are grateful that mercy is your gift to us, no matter how undeserving we may be. Today we are cleaned, and we are ready to go on our way into the world to serve you and all people. Amen.
Today's reading is taken from Luke chapter 17, reading from verse 11. 10 healed of leprosy. Now, on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus travelled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." When he saw them, he said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back, praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well." Amen. Thanks be to God.
There are stories of healing of people with leprosy in both the Old and the New Testaments. The term leprosy was used to describe a range of skin ailments, not just the actual disease of leprosy that we would identify today. There were strict rules laid down in the law in the book of Leviticus concerning these ailments. There were lists of symptoms that the priests had to consider when deciding if a person had a defiling skin disease, often called leprosy. If they did, anyone with such a defiling disease must wear torn clothes, let their hair be unkempt, cover the lower part of their face, and cry out, "Unclean, unclean." As long as they have the disease, they remain unclean. They must live alone. They must live outside the camp. If their symptoms disappeared, they could go again to the priest, who would check, and then after various sacrifices, would pronounce them clean again. Until the 1950s, leprosy was not considered treatable, and the standard practice was to isolate people, to expel them from society, possibly to a wandering life, but possibly to a leper colony. The disease could cause much suffering and ultimately lead to death. It was only in 1957 that one of the last European leper colonies, the one on the island of Spinalonga off the coast of Crete, was closed. That may seem a long time ago, but a little over 60 years ago, lepers in Europe were still being treated in a similar way to those of first century Palestine 2,000 years ago. Nowadays, leprosy is readily treatable, but if it isn't identified early enough, severe deformities of hands and feet can occur, and can other severe infections. Leprosy is still a common disease in some countries, but often diagnosis and treatment is hampered by the same stigma and fear experienced in biblical times. Sufferers may be hidden away or expelled from family and village. Some may even be killed. There is a Christian charity, the Leprosy Mission, that does marvellous work to treat, rehabilitate and help sufferers, whilst also working hard to educate communities about the disease. A charity that is certainly following in Jesus' footsteps. In the account we've just heard, a group of 10 people who had been pronounced lepers saw Jesus and asked for healing. As was required, they stood at a distance. Jesus responded by telling them to go and show themselves to the priests, the implication being that they were being healed. It was unusual for Jews and a Samaritan to be found together. But sometimes problems can cause people to bond across divides. Or, of course, perhaps the Samaritan just happened to be there at the same time. The reason that Luke records the details of this particular healing seems to be the difference in response from the Jews and the Samaritan. Only the Samaritan showed any gratitude. Perhaps the nine Jews were just intent on getting to the priest and then back to their families. Perhaps they just didn't think about saying thank you, or only thought about it later. Or perhaps, as fellow Jews, they thought that it was their right to be healed by Jesus. We don't know. Why did the Samaritan return? Perhaps by nature he was someone who was thankful. Perhaps he felt particularly blessed because he'd expected the Jewish healer to help only the other Jews and not to help him, a Samaritan. In both this account and in the parable of the Good Samaritan, Luke contrasts the behaviour of Samaritans and Jews. The Good Samaritan is a story, a parable. This healing is an account of a real event. In both the story and the actual event, the Samaritan is seen in a good light, is seen to be acting in accordance with God's ways, whereas the Jews are not. Luke often mentions Jesus interacting with those on the margins, the outcasts, those less valued by society. But they are often the very people who are seen to be closer to God, acknowledging their need of God, acknowledging God's care and his power. I think that there is an argument that although all ten were healed of their skin disease, the Samaritan received a deeper, fuller healing still. We heard that he praised God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And Jesus responded, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well." The word used for rise is a word that was later associated with resurrection. Rise and go. Rise, your life is completely renewed. Surely Jesus' response is a sign of a greater, deeper healing than just physical. The Samaritan's gratitude and praise were themselves integral to this healing. It's so easy to take things for granted, to overlook saying thank you, be it to God or to another individual. When we truly praise and thank God, we are the people God intends us to be. We feel uplifted. Our spirits rise. When we thank another person, we can feel uplifted. When we receive thanks, we can feel uplifted. In modern day expression, our mental and emotional well-being improves. I would add that our spiritual well-being also improves. Being in the presence of someone who is naturally thankful is positive. Cultivating an attitude of thankfulness doesn't mean that we ignore pain or sadness, pretend that it doesn't exist. It's not a force, everything is wonderful. It is a trust in God that whatever happens, he can and will work through it to bring good out of all situations. It is to keep our eyes, ears and hearts open to blessings around us. I recently had COVID and felt pretty rough. The postie arrived with a parcel, and I kept them at a distance, explaining that we were isolating. The immediate response was, "Do you need anything? Let us know, we'll bring it for you." No, we didn't need anything, but I was so thankful for those few kind words. They really brightened my day. I felt much better. Perhaps you've had a day when you were feeling down, and the sudden song of a bird, or the giggle of a child, or some other seemingly small occurrence has lightened everything, has made you thankful. I've met quite a few people who, dealing with the most awful circumstances, still radiate a peace and joy, a thankfulness. There was one elderly lady who was in constant pain, but the phrase I heard so often from her was, "I'm a lucky bunny," usually associated with some quite small incident. Someone had phoned to chat. Someone had moved her microwave to an easier position for her. A carer had helped her bath. A plant had come into flower. "I'm a lucky bunny." A few weeks ago in the harvest service, Donald mentioned the practice of thinking of things to be thankful for each morning or evening. I was reminded of an old Sunday school song, "Count Your Blessings." Count your blessings, count them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, count them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. What blessings have you received? What do you want to say thank you for? The beauty of nature, sun, rain, the air we breathe, water, food, shelter, family, friends, a good book, a helping hand from someone, medical treatment. I mentioned at the beginning how advances in medicine had led to treatments for leprosy. Many of the diseases, which in my childhood took numerous lives, are now readily treatable or preventable. Polio, tuberculosis, diphtheria. In the last couple of years, we've seen the development of COVID vaccines, something for which I am personally very grateful. I might have felt rough, but I was not seriously ill. Let us, like the Samaritan, praise God for the blessings that we receive. Let us, like the Samaritan, throw ourselves at Jesus' feet and thank him. Let our praise and thanks be alive with love of God and of his children, remembering that people in some other parts of the world do not receive the same benefits, including medical care, that we enjoy. Let our praise and thanks lead us to pray for and to act for a fairer sharing of all the gifts that God provides. Amen.
Let us pray. God, Father and Mother of all creation, we ask that you help us discover a perfect trust in your protecting love. Even in our moments of weakness, when the sense of helplessness threatens to overwhelm, may we be turned to have such a sense of your presence that we know ourselves to be in safe hands. As we reflect on our world, we know that many people are easily frightened by and in the fragility of life. Many must endure worries each day of life. Sometimes these are health-related, and sometimes these worries are based on a lack of confidence in the self-ability to cope. Sometimes people are frightened because of a lack of even the most basic of resources and the doubt about how to manage to keep oneself and one's loved ones safe and well. To all your frightened folk in the world, we ask that your spirit of peace is made known. Let us not be backward or hesitant. Let us not be those who hold our distance. Instead, may we be willing to do what we can for others, regardless of the cost to ourselves. We continue to pray for those who are wary of catching infection in this time of pandemic, and for those who are isolating just now, and for those enduring the symptoms of long COVID. We remember our practitioners of care within medical centres and hospitals and those working in the community, already on their knees. We pray that as the winter season kicks in our country, we will be able to provide support for all who need the touch of a caring hand and a caring service. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
We come to our offerings. For the blessing of this and of all our days, we thank you, gracious God. Accept, we pray, not just this money, but also our lives freely offered in gratitude for all you have done for us. Use them both, wherever we may be and wherever you may take us. Amen. And we draw our prayers together in the words that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, for ever. Amen.
By the banks and the braes, by the macker and the bogs, on the roads and the paths of Scotland, on the islands and the hills, in the forests and the fields, in the crannies and the nooks of Scotland. Wherever we come from, wherever we're going, Jesus walks beside us in Scotland. Whatever we're facing, whatever we're feeling, Jesus walks beside us in Scotland.
In the schools and the jails, in the castles and the crofts, in the shops and the schemes of Scotland, in the stadiums and kirks, in the villages and towns, in the bingos and the chip shops of Scotland.
Wherever we come from, wherever we're going, Jesus walks beside us in Scotland. Whatever we're facing, whatever we're feeling, Jesus walks beside us in Scotland. Thank you. ups and the downs, in the yeses and the noes, in the twists and the turns of Scotland, in the old and the new, in the haves and the nots, in the dreich and the dry of Scotland. Wherever we come from, wherever we're going, Jesus walks beside us in Scotland. Whatever we're facing, whatever we're feeling, Jesus walks beside us in Scotland. Wherever we come from, wherever we're going, Jesus walks beside us in Scotland. Whatever we're facing, whatever we're feeling, Jesus walks beside us in Scotland.
Let us go about our daily lives with our eyes, ears, and hearts opened so that we notice the many blessings that God showers on his children. And noticing, let us give thanks. May our spirits rise, and may our thanksgiving lead us into ever greater service of our Lord. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon us, upon all whom we love, and upon all God's children everywhere. Amen.